Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and today we're going to continue with our perfect trip to Portugal.
Yeah.
And Portugal, of course, is a country in southeastern Europe. It's on the Iberian Peninsula, right next to Spain there. So if you happen to go to Sevilla or Córdoba or Barcelona or Madrid, you can stop over in Portugal and have the time of your life. In fact, we probably recommend that you should just go to Portugal only, considering the problems that Spain is having with Catalonian independence and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a little dangerous now.
Perhaps. But in any case, Portugal is certainly a place to visit. And last time we were talking mainly about the city of Lisbon, which is the capital of Portugal. Let's see. We went to St. George's Castle, right? That's one of the top tourist attractions there. And we also talked a little bit about some of the things you can eat there.
We also took some time to talk about the monastery that is located there in Lisbon. It's 500 years old, the Jeronimus Monastery. And what they used to do there, and also after the monks left, who took over, it became a school for orphans. And these days, it's actually protected as a UNESCO World Heritage Site because it's got some great late Gothic architecture. There's some really beautiful Gothic architecture in Europe, period. So if you like that stuff, you got to go. And in, of course, as we always like to do in these travel units, we wanted to talk about the food. And we mentioned an egg tart that they have that actually has been kind of replicated here in Taiwan.
Sure.
I've seen this egg tart here in different bakeries, and it's very popular. So today, though, we're going to go to a different city, Portugal's second largest city, Porto, which I have to confess I've never heard of before.
I've heard of it before, although I don't know much about it, but we are going to go to the second largest city in Portugal in today's program. Say, hey, without further ado, let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson one time.
Next, it's time to pay a visit to Portugal's second largest city, Porto, to enjoy some tasty beverages. Since the 17th century,Porto has been the center of production for port wine, a sweet dessert wine that is made stronger by adding a drop of brandy to it. You can visit the nearby wine cellars in Vila Nova de Gaia to see how port is made, while enjoying a glass or two of this fine liquor. Before you leave Porto, stop off at the Lello bookstore downtown. It's one of the country's oldest bookstores,and it's considered by many to be one of the world's best. The bookstore's colorful stained glass ceiling makes it seem as if you were in a church. The elaborate wooden bookshelves and walls especially remind visitors of Europe's distant past. By now, you should have an appreciation for Portuguese history, so you can let your hair down a bit. One of the best places to party is in Lagos,home to some of Portugal's best beaches. In fact, you can find four beaches within walking distance of the center of town. The longest is Meia Praia, which stretches for 4 kilometers. At Meia Praia, you can swim in the ocean or lie under a parasol and escape from the hot sun. Along the shore are bars that offer musical entertainment, as well as delicious food. If you are feeling a bit adventurous,you can even go on a diving expedition near the coastline. In addition to many colorful fish, there are underwater caves and shipwrecks you can explore. The truth is that no matter where you go in Portugal, you're bound to find plenty of history, culture, and fun. So, be sure to check out this captivating country if you ever have the chance.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about today's lesson. We're having a perfect trip to Portugal. So we've been mostly in Lisbon, and in today's program, we're going to go to the second largest city in Portugal,
cool.
Porto. So next, it's time to pay a visit to Portugal's second largest city, Porto to enjoy some tasty beverages. If you pay a visit to some place, that means you simply visit that place or you go there. We use pay in a couple of phrases in English to pay a visit to someone or some place. You could pay your respects to someone. If someone has died, for example, you can go to the funeral to pay your respects to that person, to offer your respects. But in this particular case, you are visiting this city, paying a visit to Porto. And Porto, I guess, is the home of some great wine there. And wine, along with Coke or milk or coffee, is a kind of beverage. Okay, beverages, of course, are drinks. That is more of a formal word for drinks. Food and beverages.
Yeah, so it makes sense that the city Porto produces something that's very familiar to people who drink, especially that after-dinner sweet wine that people like called port. I have heard of port. I've never had it, but I don't drink. But Porto produces port, and they make it by just adding a little bit of brandy to a sweet dessert wine. Brandy's sweet, too, from what I understand. So you can visit the nearby wine cellars in Vila Nova de Gaia to see how port is made. It's always fun if you go traveling and you're a tourist and you go to a city that produces a particular type of drink or food. You can go see how it's made. That's extra exciting, extra fun, I think. Just for an example, I went to Boston with my mom. They produce a lot of cranberries in Boston. You know, Ocean Spray, Ocean Spray cranberries. Mm-hmm. That's there in Boston. And we went and saw how they produce them. It's fun.
Okay, yeah, that's something you can do. You can have a tour of those places.
Yeah.
Or if you visit wine-producing regions like California or Australia or South Africa or wherever, you can go on a wine-tasting tour where you can sample some wines. And in this particular case, you can go check out the nearby wine cellars in a place called Vila Nova de Gaia, and you can see how port is made. And, of course, while you're there, they'll probably offer you a glass or two of this fine liquor. Okay, so again, a place that is underground is a cellar. We also say basement in the house. I have seen some of the basements here in Taiwan. It's basically B1, basically. Basement 1, that's what the B stands for. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, a cellar. It is a basement, but usually a cellar has a specific function. In this particular case, it's where the wine barrels are. I guess they're sitting there for years and years to ferment, to age.
Yeah, I also think a cellar is where you store stuff. You don't necessarily have an interior decorator go down and pick out beautiful carpet and drapes and things like that, sofas. We have a basement in my home where my parents are, and it's not a cellar. You know, it's not cold and damp where you store stuff. But a lot of people will store potatoes and wine in a cellar, onions. They can last outside. After they've been harvested, they can last in a cellar for a long time. So you can enjoy a glass or two of this fine liquor. I was saying to Tom, we were discussing this word liquor, because usually liquor refers to the strong drinks like whiskey, scotch. They're also referred to as spirits. Liquor usually doesn't include wine generally, but it's not wrong to include it. Just know that when someone talks about liquor, it's usually the hard stuff, as we say.
Yeah, spirits, vodka, gin, stuff like that. Mm. Those would be kinds of liquors, whiskey, etc. And before you leave Porto, stop off at the Lelo bookstore downtown. So you're in Porto, and you've tried some port wine, and you've gone on a wine cellar tour, etc. Well, in this particular case, you first want to stop off, at least this should be your last stop when you leave Porto, the Lelo bookstore, which is downtown. Of course, a bookstore is a store that sells books, and it's one of the country's oldest bookstores, and it's considered by many to be one of the world's best. So if you are a bookworm or someone who really likes to read books, as opposed to, I guess, electronic books on your smartphone, tablet, or your e-reader or whatever, if you want to get your hands on a real book and hear the sound of the pages turning and smell the paper that's hundreds of years old, then this is the place for you. And I suppose they have a pretty big selection of Chinese books as well.
Now, the bookstore's colorful stained glass ceiling makes it seem as if you were in a church. It feels like it. It kind of has that look as well. Stained glass is glass that is made in different colors and then cut and put together to form a beautiful picture. Usually it's a scene from, if it's in a church, it's a scene from the Bible, some famous story. Here they've got a stained glass ceiling, which would be glorious and beautiful because the sun's coming through it. And it's a ceiling. It's not just a window. So this sounds like a place that you don't want to miss. If you're even near Porto, I would check that out. So it seems like you're in a church because of the stained glass, and it also has elaborate or very detailed wooden bookshelves and walls. And these things will especially remind visitors of Europe's distant past. It's nice to go into a bookstore and see a lot of real wood, you know, and see all the books. It smells, too. It has a certain smell. Even if all the books are new, you can tell you've walked into a bookstore when you open the door. Now, if something reminds you of something else, there's something about that first place that kind of triggers or sets off a memory. Maybe it's a smell. Maybe it's a look. It could be a lot of different things. But they're saying, in essence, in this particular sentence, just the look of it feels like old Europe. America's not a very old country, and so we don't have a lot of these beautiful old buildings. So I think that in particular is why Americans love to go to Europe, is because of the old historic things they can see.
I think that's the reason a lot of people from Taiwan go to Europe as well. There aren't a lot of old buildings left over here either. So indeed, this is a place to go and be reminded of Europe's distant past. Oh boy, that building there reminds me of the Middle Ages. I can just imagine knights on horses walking through town about ready to save a maiden in distress and stuff like that. Yes, it can remind you of times in the past. A simpler, more modest period in history when it wasn't so complicated and stuff like that. Although you probably had to risk dying of the Black Death back in those days.
You didn't live as long, that's for sure.
True, yeah. We should probably appreciate modern life more. But in any case, I think it's about time for us to, take a break. I'm so exhausted explaining this stuff. So we'll do that. We'll take a break right now. Listen to our Chinese teacher. But stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天呢要去参访的是葡萄牙的第二大城。首先在第一段的第二个句子提到 Since the 17th century, Porto has been the center of production for port wine, a sweet dessert wine that is made stronger by adding a drop of brandy to it.首先呢我们来看到 Porto 也就是这个第二大城波多的名称 has been 从17世纪以来一直都是呢制造这个波特酒的一个生产中心 production 在这里当作名词有生产制作的意思举例来说数千人被雇用来生产汽车你就可以说 thousands of men were employed in the production of cars 而在这里所生产的 port wine 在文章里面用了一个同位语什么是 port wine 这里说明 a sweet dessert wine 然后后面再一个形容词子句说明这种呢甜甜的甜点酒呢怎么制作的呢稍微加一些白兰地让它的味道变得更强烈 stronger 而接着我们来看到另外一个非常有名的莱罗书店首先在第一段倒数第二个句子提到The bookstore's colorful stained glass ceiling makes it seem as if you were in a church. 在这里提到呢，这个书店有非常漂亮的彩绘玻璃 stained glass. Stain 本来当作动词是有沾污，那么延伸出来就是有给木材或者是玻璃上色的意思。所以这里的 stained glass 就是我们常常看到的彩绘玻璃。它的天花板呢是彩绘玻璃的所以让它看起来 as if 仿佛好像呢你 是在教堂一般。在这里要特别注意哦， as if 后面的用法呢要用假设语气，而在这里呢与现在事实相反呢，我们就用过去式的 be 动词 were。后面的句子写着 The elaborate wooden bookshelves and walls especially remind visitors of Europe's distant past. 除此之外呢，它有非常 elaborate, 非常精致的木质的书架以及墙壁呢，会特别让你回想起欧洲遥远的过去。我们来看一下 remind somebody of something, 也就是使某人回想起什么样子的过去。但是如果我们说 remind somebody to do something, 则是提醒某人要做某事的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.Welcome back to English Digest. We're talking about Portugal, a country that's located in southwestern Europe. And when we left you, we were talking about Portugal's second largest city called Porto. That's where port wine is produced. It's the center of production where something is made. And it's a sweet dessert wine that's made even stronger if you put some brandy in it. So that's something that people will have as an after dinner, after dessert drink, where they just want to sit around and talk. Usually the men and the women would separate into different rooms. The men would have their port and smoke cigars, and the women would sew in another room.
And drink tea or something.
Yeah, things have changed now, yeah.
Indeed. So, yes, you've been to Porto, you've been to Lisbon, so by now, by this time, you should have an appreciation for Portuguese history. Appreciation is the noun form of the verb to appreciate, mm-hmm. which means you recognize that something is good, it's something that you can enjoy, you can recognize something someone has done for you. I appreciate what you've done for me, and if you appreciate what someone has done for you, maybe you can thank them by giving them a cake or something like that, who knows. And again, appreciation is the noun form, so you have an appreciation for Portuguese history. You know a little bit about it, and you realize how cool it is. So now you can let your hair down a bit.That's not literal here. It just means relax, get ready to have a good time. You know, you can let your hair down a bit and get down and get with it, go to a party and boogie down all night or something. That's what we usually say. Let your hair down. Don't be so uptight. Don't be so nervous. Just relax and be yourself.
So one of the best places to party, at least in Portugal, is in Lagos. That's home to some of Portugal's best beaches. I bet a lot of people out there have heard of Lagos. And I also have heard about Portugal's great beaches. So that's a thing you can do if you go travel to Portugal. In fact, it says you can find four beaches within walking distance of the center of the town. So from Porto out...All you have to do is walk for a few kilometers, and there they are, these four beautiful beaches. I bet it's nice and warm. Portugal is warmer than, say, France or Germany. So it's a place that if you go in the summer in particular, you'll want to find a beach. You'll want to find the ocean because it's hot.
Indeed. And so, yes, there are four beaches within walking distance of the center of town, mm-hmm. so you don't have to take a bus or get a taxi or something like that. You can walk there, although it might take you 15, 20 minutes or maybe a half hour
maybe,
or
yeah.
so. And the longest is Meia Praia. It stretches for 4 kilometers. Okay, Praia is the Portuguese word, I think, for beach, Playa in Spanish, so it's probably pretty similar there.
Yeah.
And it's a long beach. It's 4 kilometers.Long.
Wow.
Gee, I wonder how long the beach at Fulong is. Is it about 4 kilometers long?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think it's quite that long, but this beach is quite long here, so you can walk along the sand there and try to find a place by yourself, have a picnic, do some surfing or something like that. And at Meia Praia, you can swim in the ocean or lie under a parasol and escape from the hot sun. Now, here we have the word parasol. That's similar to an umbrella, but it's usually much larger, and you don't carry it around with you. You use it to get out of the sun, in your backyard or at a beach.
If you do go to the beach, guys, you got to be careful, because even if it's cloudy, there's still a big chance you can get a sunburn. Usually when I go to the beach with friends or family, we get a big beach umbrella and sit under it so that we don't get so sunburned, because once you're sunburned, you don't have any fun. So that's a place you can go. A 4-kilometer beach is a huge stretch of beach. Now, along the shore, it says, there are bars that offer musical entertainment as well as delicious food. A lot of people who go to the beach want a drink. So there are some bars along the shore. That's the edge of the water. And they offer musical entertainment. Oh, I'm thinking maybe they have some small bands there. I used to sing in a bar. There was a piano player, so as a keyboardist and me. And they also have delicious food. So entertainment is anything that entertains you. But usually it's when someone is getting up and performing for you. But it doesn't have to be. But they have these bars along the shore that will be very appealing to tourists who want to drink and also want to eat.
Indeed. So probably some live music there. And if you are feeling a bit adventurous, you can even go on a diving expedition near the coastline. So, of course, diving and skydiving and skiing and things like that are for adventurous people. So if you are adventurous, if you'd like adventure, like doing wild things that are kind of risky, like I said, maybe going surfing or scuba diving or mountain climbing.
A little dangerous, you're saying.
indeed, right. This might be for you. If you are a bit adventurous, if you are a little adventurous, well, you can join a diving expedition near the coastline. So they'll probably have a professional diver take some people out. And this would be an expedition. An expedition usually refers to some kind of trip that people take in order to explore a certain place. There were like many different expeditions to the New World when the Europeans discovered the Americas. They sent lots of expeditions there, or exploring the Western United States. They sent out expeditions and things like that. So in this particular case, though, you're going to explore the ocean underneath the waves there as scuba divers. So yes, they offer these diving expeditions where they take you to see various things like coral or fish or shipwrecks and stuff like that.
Oh, very fun. In addition to many colorful fish, there are underwater caves and shipwrecks you can explore. A shipwreck, of course, is when a ship has gone down. So it wrecked and went down under the water into the sea, and it's probably lying or laying on the bottom of the ocean there. Those are fun to go and look at. You'll see lots of things that people couldn't take with them and go up above the water with. So you'll see what it was like on some of these old ships in the past. Gives you a feel of history and I don't know. I love those. I've only seen one shipwreck, but I loved it. If you explore something, guys, you check it out. You look and see what it's got, what is offered there. You're in an unfamiliar place, so you want to explore. You can also just walk into a new store that you've never been in and explore for a while. Check out what they have. Walk around on the different floors. So the truth is that no matter where you go in Portugal, you're bound to find plenty of history, culture, and fun. If you're bound to do something, you're very likely going to have that happen. So you're going to run into lots of places that have a lot of history attached to them. Their culture's different than it is here, and the people there like to have fun.
I'm not really adventurous myself, although I'm not afraid of this kind of stuff, but I would say that if I'm spending time in Portugal, I would like to hang out with people there. I'm sure they're pretty friendly. They'd probably see you and say, hey, come on over, join us, have a drink or two, and you could have have a nice conversation. They probably speak some English, although maybe not a lot, but I speak Spanish almost fluently, so I could probably communicate to a certain extent with them in Portuguese, although I don't really speak Portuguese itself, but they are very similar languages. But in any case, you know, it's up to you, you know, to each his own. However you want to explore the place, check it out. You can go scuba diving, go to those museums, and check out the library there, go to that castle, have some food and drink, etc. So be sure to check out this captivating country if you ever have the chance. Something's captivating when it captivates you, and to captivate means it really attracts you, it holds your interest, it holds your attention, and it is really charming.
Sounds like a perfect vacation if you've got a week or so. To head on out to Europe, I would definitely check Portugal out. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第二段的第一个句子提到 By now, you should have an appreciation for Portuguese history, so you can let your hair down a bit. 到了现在我们已经看了这些城市你应该呢对葡萄牙的历史有所认识。Appreciation 可能同学想到的是鉴赏或见识的能力，不过在这里呢，要当作名词解释成为理会跟体会。举个例子来说，这门课可以让学生体会一下当时的生活情况，我们就可以说 The course allows students to gain an appreciation of what life was like then.也就是可以让他去体会一下。那么在这里让你 appreciation for Portuguese history, 能够体会一下葡萄牙的历史，那么你就可以好好的放松一下。在这里我们使用的片语是 let your hair down, 好好的放松一下，好好享受一下。要去哪里呢？就是要去海滩。在后面的句子提到 In fact, you can find four beaches within walking distance of the center of town. 其实呢，距离市中心啊，走路的距离就可以到，英文叫做 within walking distance, 你就可以看到四座海滩。第一个要介绍的最长的海滩叫做梅亚普莱亚海滩。后面的句子提到 Along the shore are bars that offer musical entertainment as well as delicious food. 我们在这里使用的是倒装句，先把地方副词 along the shore 放到句首，我们真正的主词是 bars, 然后后面有个形容词子句，从 that 开始到 food 结束，也就是沿着海滩你会看到有这些酒吧。怎么样的酒吧呢？Offer musical entertainment, 提供给你一些音乐的表演 as well as delicious food, 还有很棒的美食。最后我们来看到最后一段的第一个句子提到 The truth is that no matter where you go in Portugal, you are bound to find plenty of history.那么事实就是呢 No matter where 不论呢你到葡萄牙的任何地方你一定都会发现许多历史文化的乐趣在这里呢 Bound 呢我们当作形容词 Be bound to 也就是有一定怎么样肯定怎么样举个例子来说 If you have problems at home, it's bound to affect your work. 如果呢你在家里有问题的话，那么也一定会影响你的工作的。在这里的 be bound to 是一个很重要的片语，解释成为一定。 OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
All right, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson, and we've been talking about Portugal for our last two programs, but of course, you know, there's so many things to see and do in Portugal, we could actually produce probably hundreds, if not thousands of programs on this subject, but hey,
yeah,
you can't depend on us to know about Portugal, you need to go there yourself and check it out. Okay, from all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. See ya.